welcome to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
And welcome to the Political Cesspool, everyone. I'm your host, James Edwards, coming to you live from AM 1380 WLRM Radio right here in Memphis, Tennessee, and streaming around the world to our affiliate stations via the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to another dynamic edition of the South's foremost populist radio program. We are the Political Cesspool. It's Saturday evening, October 18th, and we are happy to have you with us for another edition of this award-winning show. Joining me in the studio tonight, Bill Rowland, serving as co-host yet again. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
James, I'm strapped in. I have on my moon boots and my titanium wizard's cap, and I'm ready for launch. So
I am so happy to hear that, Bill. I don't know why it is, but I'm particularly excited about tonight's show. Coming off the heels of last week's show, where we had four incredible guests, Paul Craig Roberts, Gordon Lee Baum, Reverend Ted Pike, and Dr. Kevin McDonald. It was a great show. I don't know if it's because Halloween is almost here, and I've always really liked Halloween, or maybe it's because the elections are right around the corner, and that's just such a train wreck, and everybody loves a good train wreck. I don't know what it is, Bill, but I'm very much amped for tonight's podcast, and always, always stoked to be serving along your side. So I think we're going to give them a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to be talking about a lot of different subjects, certainly covering a lot of election-related issues, and we've got a couple of great guests, too, by the way. Sean Gabb, who is a preeminent leader of the libertarian movement over in Great Britain. We're going to actually check in and see what's going on in the mother country tonight. I guess a lot of us came from England anyway at some point in our travels. And a little later on in the program, Don Rich, who is a professional educator. He's going to be talking to us about the economy. Economy, a very big issue, too. But, Bill, as I said, I don't know what it is. Very excited to be in the cesspool tonight.
This year, certainly, the elections, being so close to Halloween, it will be Nightmare on Elm Street. Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, all of the horror films combined for this election, I feel sure, because the outcome, no matter who wins, is not going to be the best for the United States. I think we can expect a house of horrors in the years to come.
We're going to pull out all the cliches before tonight's over. I tell you what, we're going to draw all kinds of comparisons. But listen up, ladies and gentlemen, very important here. Last week, we were very heavy on the guests, and I'm telling you, it was a great show. We encourage you to go check it out at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check out the archives if you missed last week's show. But because we did have so many guests, we weren't able to take as many calls as we would like to. And I know we had a lot of callers last week that just couldn't get on the show. We just didn't have the time. Tonight, we want to make time for you. So anytime tonight you feel squirrely, we want you to just pick up the phone and give us a call. If you're talking about an issue that piques your interest, give us a call. Myself, Bill Rowland, we'd love to talk to you. And that number, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. That will put you on the air live tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network during tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool. For the next 3 hours, we will be here with you. Bill, I think we have certainly set the table for tonight's broadcast. We're going to take our first break, and then we're going to jump in full head of steam right after these words from our sponsors. 1-800-313-9443. We'll see you on the other side, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You never know when an emergency will strike. Whether it's a hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, everyone listening to me right now could find themselves without food and power with little or no advance warning. With over 14 years' experience, Ready Made Resources stands ready to assist you to be prepared. The Katahdin Vario Microfilter is a lightning-fast water filtering system that removes waterborne bacteria and cysts, and it also improves the taste of water. Ready Made Resources carries Mountain House Foods, the number one lightweight, compact, great-tasting food choice that you should have stored away as part of your emergency preparedness kit. There's free shipping on both of these items. For more information, go online at www.readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources is here to help you be prepared. Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
So today, I'll be standing right by his side.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Art Frith, our Lord of the Board, our production engineer. Welcome back to the show. As we said, ladies and gentlemen, we're very excited about tonight's broadcast, and we hope that you will be too. Give us a call at any time, 1-800-313-9443. We want to hear from you. We want to take your call. Jumping right down to business this evening, as we all know, in the elections, as we mentioned in the first segment, right around the corner, I believe it's about 99% of all blacks are going to be voting for Obama simply because he's black. But few of them will actually admit that's the only reason they're casting their vote that way. Howard Stern, of all people, now I'm not a Howard Stern fan per se, but even a broken clock is right twice a day. He has certainly hit the nail on the head here as to kind of unveiling the thought process, or lack thereof, coming from the folks who are planning on voting for Obama. Nevertheless, Howard Stern sent one of his crew members to Harlem to interview black New Yorkers and get their thoughts on the presidential election and why they're voting for Obama. He then asked these Obama supporters which of Obama's positions are more important to them. Is it Barack Obama's pro-life stance? Perhaps his opposition to stem cell research, or maybe it was Obama's promise to keep the troops in Iraq until we finish the job, which, of course, aren't Obama positions at all, but all positions that are at least attributed to John McCain. Now, but all of these voters picked one or the other as being why they're going to vote for Obama. And they even go on to ask these folks what they think about Barack Obama picking Sarah Palin to be his running mate. Anyway, just listen to it for yourself, because what this clip covers in just a minute, it would take me a whole segment to articulate. Mike, if you don't mind, play this segment, then Bill and I will pontificate. Listen up, folks. These are people that are going to the polls and are going to be electing the next president of the United States.
And most people said Barack Obama. So what he said is, do you support Obama's views? But he attributed all of McCain's views to Obama.
Yes. And it didn't sway anyone. But it didn't cause people to even flinch. They went right along.
This is crazy. So listen to this.
Some people speculate that blacks are voting for Obama strictly because he's black and not because of his policies. So we took McCain's policies and pretended they were Obama's. This is what they had to say. For the election, Obama or McCain?
I like Obama.
Now, what don't you like about McCain?
McCain seems to not really know what he's doing right now.
Are you more for Obama's policy because he's pro-life or because he thinks our troops should stay in Iraq and finish this war?
I think because our troops should stay in Iraq and finish this war. I'm really for him with that. Definitely.
Okay. Now, how about as far as him being pro-life? Do you support Obama in that case?
Yeah, I do. I do. I support him in that case.
And if he wins, would you have any problem with Sarah Palin being vice president?
No, I wouldn't. Not at all.
So you think he made the right choice in that?
I definitely do. Thank you very much, sir.
Have a great day.
So the guy agreed with everything McCain is for, except he said it was for Obama. Here's another example.
Are you for Obama or McCain?
Obama.
Okay, and why not McCain?
Well, I just don't agree with some of his, policies, no.
Now, Obama says that he's anti-stem cell research. How do you feel about that?
I believe I wouldn't do that either. I'm anti-stem cell, yeah.
You are, anti-stem cell research. Now, if Obama wins, do you mind Sarah Palin being vice president?
No, I don't.
All right, there you go. And then our third example, which we found this woman.
This election, Obama or McCain?
Obama.
Now, why not McCain? What don't you like about him?
He sort of doesn't sound like he has enough. Like he does, he's uneducated, because when he had the, they had the both of the presidents speaking, he didn't sound like he knew what he was talking about too much, whereas Obama had facts and information when he was speaking.
Good point. Let me ask you this. Do you support Obama more because he's pro-life or because he says our troops should stay in Iraq and finish the war?
I guess both.
Now, if Obama wins, do you have any problem with Sarah Palin being his vice president?
No.
No, you think she'll do a good job?
I think she'll do a good job.
Are you glad he elected her to be the VP if he wins?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
All right, there it is, Sal in Harlem. And,
all right, anyway, back into the show. Bill, a little disconcerting, is it not? I mean, what do you make of that?
Certainly, these people in Harlem are really keeping in touch with their candidate and his stance on various issues. But I think the important point is that they have put everything aside to support Obama because of his race. And, of course, this is where the effectiveness of what Obama's doing is taking effect on the white population and the white voters. And that is, of course, the issue of being able to cry racism if you don't vote for Obama. I think you later on we'll talk about John Murtha and his comments, but of course, racism or the use of the term racism is the Iron Maiden of American political discourse. It traps whoever is being accused of racism in virtually a impossible bind. And so now the white people are afraid to say anything about Obama's race, whereas, of course, his black constituents are voting for him regardless of his stance, regardless of the issues. Obviously, in many cases in Harlem, they don't even know what the issues are, but they're going to vote for Obama because he's the black candidate. And ultimately, this is the manifest destiny of racial politics in the United States, and that is that ultimately, since the end of the Civil War, this is the direction that radical left politics have taken, and that is to push a black man in the White House and to elect him no matter what his views are. I believe very, very few Americans, white Americans, know just how left-wing Obama is. And as we've discussed, James, I've seen Obama yard signs in places in this city I never thought I would see support for a radical left-wing black candidate.
Well, you're right, Bill. They don't know anything about him, and this isn't just the black voters of Harlem. It's the black voters everywhere, and most white voters, too, that are supporting Obama. As a matter of fact, you were talking about just how left of center Barack Obama is. According to the National Journal, Barack Obama is ranked, and I'm reading from the latest column by Pat Buchanan here, as the most liberal member of Congress in the United States. Compare that to Joe Biden, who is third, and Vermont Socialist Bernie Sanders, who is fourth. So, you know, they rank Bernie Sanders, who's an avowed socialist, four rankings behind Obama, who is number one on that list, according to, of course, the National Review. We don't put, National Journal. We don't put a lot of stock in that. But getting back to what you were saying, too, Bill, just to accentuate the gross hypocrisy and yet again another double standard, you have all of these blacks are voting for Obama simply because he's a black candidate. And then look at what happens with people in western Pennsylvania getting painted with a broad brush there by John Murtha, who said that western Pennsylvania is made up of racists because they're not going to be voting for Obama. So it's a textbook scenario of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Damned if you vote for Obama, because then he'll be president, and damned if you don't, because you get labeled all of these nasty things. But I think something that folks need to reckon with is that we need to begin to not care about these marks, the shut-up words, Bill. As you said, racism, racist, xenophobe, homophobe, neo-Nazi, anti-Semite, whatever they want to call conservatives these days, are all things that are words that are Marxist constructs. And I think folks need to kind of do a little soul-searching and try to understand what they're so scared of. But nevertheless, if they don't, we're headed for you know, a very dangerous precipice. Well, I guess we are anyway, because one of two bad candidates is going to win. But Bill, pick up the pieces there.
I have a simple formula for this. I don't want any man as president who I wouldn't have in my own family. And you know, in this case, that goes for both of the candidates, you know, running for office at this present time. But, of course, what's happened over the years is that there has been a convergence of both parties. And, I mean, both parties essentially are left-wing parties now. There is no right-wing party in the United States, and now we have followed the European model of setting up dummy conservative parties and solid ideological left parties. And the conservative parties always follow sniffing behind the leftist parties. And this is what's happened in England. It's what's happened in France. It's what's happened in Germany and Austria to some degree, and in the United States. And all the other parties are marginalized. Now, I'm going to get into this later in the show when we begin talking about the death of Jorge Haider. Haider in Austria, his suspicious death. But what is interesting in the political landscape of Europe is that virtually all of the right-wing parties are marginalized. They're all labeled neo-Nazi or fascist or ultra-rightist. They're all given the extreme terms, where the left-wing parties, the Social Democrats and the Labor parties of Europe, have been moving steadily towards virtually outright communism or communist totalitarianism, and they're never labeled extremists. So in the United States, we begin to see now that the Republicans and the Democrats are becoming virtually indistinguishable. I don't think you'll find a Republican who will stand up and say, I'm against homosexuality as a perverse and abnormal lifestyle, regardless of the facts involved in that form of sexual depravity.
Bill,
and we'll find very few...
We got 20 seconds to break. We'll pick up right there because you're certainly on a roll, but we got to go to break in 15 seconds. Folks, give us a call. Let us know what you think about what we think. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. We'll take a couple of calls after the break. The Political Festival continues right after this.
Walking down the street, we get funniest looks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. I'll come and watch you sing and play.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Hello, host. Bill Rowland back on the air. And, James, I was just going to wrap up by saying, from the previous segment there, that there's a convergence going on in American politics. I don't think would surprise anyone. We're creating a Soviet state, and actually the model for the United States government is going to be the Brazilian fascist model that's currently running the country of Brazil, which, you know, oddly enough, very few people know who the president of Brazil is or how their government is run, but they're a permissive fascist government. Meaning that the people are allowed to practice all sorts of licentious behavior and bizarre behavior, but it's still the press is controlled, the media is controlled, and the politics are controlled in Brazil, and that's where this country is headed. But James, I believe you have a very important guest on the line.
Well, a surprise guest at that, or a caller anyway, and a very good friend of ours, a man who was on our show on a very infamous day, the day that Israel attacked the USS Liberty, and he is, in fact, fellow RBN host and survivor of the USS Liberty, Phil Turney. Phil, great to hear from you tonight, my friend.
Hey, James, thank you, sir. I just, I've been listening to your show almost every night, and I'll tell you what, buddy, you are in the big time. You're going to make it on some big network if it be radio or TV. I know that RBN is a great network too, but you are just right on target. And I want to tell you that I am so proud of you and your colleagues, and what you do is just unbelievable.
Phil, my friend, I mean, I was not expecting that, but thank you so much for the compliment. I'm almost gushing with pride over here to hear a man such as yourself give us that kind of endorsement and an assessment. My goodness, we appreciate that. And was that $100 or $150 I was supposed to mail you?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll send you $150, and I'm going to support you for the presidency when it comes up again in 4 more years. But
I still won't be old enough in 4 years to run, but you can catch me in, well, let's see, I got to add it up here, in 8 years. 8 years, I'll be ready, brother.
Okay, outstanding. Listen, I got just a couple things that Mark and I, you know, we discuss every day about our show and your show, and that, you know, how proud we are of you, of what you've done, and all the heat you've taken, and unjustly, no doubt. You're a score shooter. You're a man of your word, honor, and integrity, and you love your country first, and you're a patriot. And I'm a patriot. Mark's a patriot. But we, you know, we come up up against a, I guess you'd call a fence, or maybe it could be just a small stepping stone. But James, you know, there's a new guy on the RBN, and his name's Roger Friedenberg. I don't know if you talked to him or not or whatever. We've talked a few times. I was on his show that I wanted to get on and talk about the Liberty, but he kind of felt that that the USS Liberty got their ass spanked for a reason, and it was okay for Israel to do that. And I challenged him to bring me on his show, and I'm not trying to get you in the middle of anything for sure, James. All I want to do is let everybody out there know that, you know, Piper and, you know, Mark and Dan Koff and a lot of different people respect what I have to say. I'm not a liar. All I want is my free time. And I just wanted your take on that.
Yeah, well, I, to be completely honest with you, Phil, I'm not real privy to this situation here. I know of the man you're talking about only because I've seen his name posted on the RBN website, because it's a new show, I believe. But if he did in fact say that the USS Liberty deserved to get bombed relentlessly in a sneak attack by Israel, I mean, certainly that seems to be a little bit out of line, and I don't see how anybody could really justify that. And so obviously I would take issue on that point. And of course, you know, the USS Liberty and those who survived that attack have the full and complete support of all of our hosting staff here on this program. But above and beyond that, I'm just not really aware of the situation. But, you know, anything I can do to be of service, you know, I'm there.
Well, listen, I appreciate that, James, very much. And, again, you know, this is something that is a patriot movement. It's just not anti-Jew, anti-black, anti-anything. This is pro-American. And
absolutely,
we have to get
right.
This word out.
Well, Phil, we certainly will. We certainly will. And you know how it works here at RBN. You've been here much longer than me. And by the way, everybody, be sure to tune into the Liberty Hour on Saturday morning, hosted by Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. Phil, you know how these segments are. They're very tight. We've only got about 10 seconds left. If you want to call back in later, I'd love to continue this conversation. We got a guest coming up from England that we've got to get on, but you are always welcome to call in this program.
Okay. God bless you, James. And you know, the truth be with you, because you are the truth, my friend. God bless
you.
Hey,
I love you, brother. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again soon. Well, the political festival continues right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Phil Turney.
That's just a little bit more than the law of life.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Let's return to the political cesspool.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Rowland again, live on the political cesspool, and welcome back to the show. James right now is trying to contact our guest along with our studio engineer, and so we're trying to pull him up right now. And once again, we'd like to thank Phil Turney so much for calling in. What a great man, and what a great patriot, and what a great hero. You know, a man who risked his life for his country, even though his country was actually firing on him on behalf of a foreign government. In any case, I want to mention, too, that this show is also sponsored by the Council of Conservative Citizens. And please, if you get the chance, tonight or tomorrow, visit the Council of Conservative Citizens website, and that is at www.cofcc.org. That's C-O-F-C-C.org. And later on in the program, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking about the death of Jörg Haider, the Austrian political leader in that country, who at one time had formed and had been a part of the Austrian Freedom Party and then had formed his own political party. And these two parties recently had huge electoral victories in Austria, and are about to form a coalition government. And then suddenly, after the victory of the right-wing parties in Austria, Jörg Haider is killed in a mysterious automobile accident. And we're going to be talking about that, and there certainly are some very interesting developments in the death of Jörg Haider, and also some revelations coming out about his life. And as you might expect, some very sleazy claims and some very, very unsavory rumors going out about Jörg's life, Haider's life, and his death. So we're going to be discussing that, and some of this information has just come up in the last day or two. But certainly any time a charismatic, prominent political leader dies in a car accident, we have to suspect foul play. And now others are beginning to suspect foul play, and certainly many of the circumstances of his death simply don't add up if you believe what you're hearing from the media and from the establishment commentators in Europe. So we'll be discussing more about Jörg Haider's death and what may really have been the reason for his death, and it's more than just an accident. James, do we have anything on our guest yet?
Well, as a matter of fact, I appreciate you carrying the program while I stepped out of the booth for a moment to check in with our booking agent. Apparently the first guest we had lined up for this evening isn't available, so we're going to continue on with what you were talking about now, which is probably the most important issue that we had on the agenda tonight anyway. And this is, of course, the death of Austrian political leader Jörg Haider. And, Bill, I don't know, I stepped away for just a couple of moments. I know you were talking about his untimely death and very suspicious death. If you don't mind, Bill, let's talk a little bit more. And we want to take calls on this. This is a very big issue. You're not going to be hearing about it here through the controlled press. It is not going to make it through the filters of the mainstream, so-called mainstream media here in America. But this is a story that every American should know about. And, Bill, give folks a little more information about Jörg Haider and the tremendous success that his political party experienced just earlier this month in the Austrian election.
Well, Jörg Haider, first of all, in a brief background, was 58 years old. And he was a very charismatic political organizer and political leader in Austria. As far as raising right-wing political parties in Austria to a level of real power and real authority and real governance. And so, even though he had never held national political office in his life, he was the governor of one province in Austria. But his main contribution had been as an organizer and as a promoter of the Austrian Freedom Party, and this he was part of that party up until just a few years ago, when he had an ideological split with one of the leaders, and they became rather bitter enemies. Now this fact plays into the stories about his death to some degree. But nevertheless, Haider's party and the Freedom Party had won huge majorities in Austrian political terms, majorities in these last elections, and they're apparently going to form a coalition government. Well, this will make Austria the most right-wing country in Europe if these two parties, in fact, do form a coalition and elect a prime minister. But many people were shocked by this, that these parties gained so much power, and threw out the Social Democrats, who had a coalition government with a sort of center-right party. Well, immediately following these victories, Haider was at a political celebration of sorts, and was then going to travel from this political party, and I mean by that celebration, to his mother's birthday in his hometown. And he left this party. He was with his driver. His driver's name was I'll find that in just a second. But he had a professional driver with him, the man who usually drove his car. And on the way to his mother's house, he dropped the driver off. And the driver's name is Friedrich Schager, and said that he would give him some time off and that he would go on and drive himself. Now, Chagger reported that Hyder looked tired and he looked like he was a bit worn out, but not so much so that he felt any real alarm about this. And that at the party itself, that in fact Hyder had very, very little to drink, no more than a sip or two of champagne. Now, you know, following the course of events, Hyder leaves this celebration, this banquet that he had attended. Then he drops off his driver, and then he was proceeding to his mother's house when the wreck occurred at a location where he had had a wreck more than 10 years ago. And in fact, Hyder, in his own words, said he dreaded driving this course. He dreaded going through this part of the country, that he didn't like that road because he'd been involved in an accident there before in which he was not injured. But nevertheless, it gave him obviously some concern driving over this area. And at night, the accident happened in the early hours of the morning, about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, once again, he's left this party. He's dropped off his driver. He is continuing on to his mother's house, and then he has this wreck. Apparently another car was involved that did not actually strike Hyder's car, which was a Volkswagen Phaeton. Now, most people in this country are not familiar with the Volkswagen Phaeton, but it is on the scale of a large Mercedes. It's not a little Volkswagen. It's not a Beetle or a Bug or a compact car. It's a large, what the Europeans call limousine. It's not a small car. So Hyder is driving this Phaeton. Some woman in another car who has not been revealed, her name or her identity has not been revealed to the press, nor does anyone seem to know what has happened to her since the accident. She seems to have disappeared off the face of the earth. But she claims that Hyder swerved to avoid her car. Now, the question comes up, did her car pull out in front of him, or did Hyder suddenly come up on her car and then swerve to avoid it? And once again, this is just her claim, and now she has gone out of sight, and no one knows where she is to ask her more questions. Hyder's car went off the road, apparently flipped 2 or 3 times, and crushed the roof of the car and killed Hyder. Hyder's body was described as being badly injured. Multiple injuries, including nearly severing one of his arms. The accident apparently nearly tore off one of his arms, and he had massive trauma to the head and body. So he is alive at the time that emergency help arrives, but dies shortly thereafter, and I think was declared dead at the hospital. Now, since the accident, the investigator at the accident, I don't know exactly how the police investigations go in Austria. I couldn't really say, you know, what the equivalent of a police inspector is in Austria versus an American police commissioner or how their system is set up for investigating car accidents. But the official who reported on Hyder's accident was named Krantz, and he immediately stated after the accident, within just a few hours, that the obvious cause of the accident was that Hyder was driving at 142 kilometers per hour, which is the equivalent of 88 miles an hour in our system of measuring speed, and that there was actually no reason to believe that there was any other cause for this accident than the high speed at which Hyder was driving. And in the quote here from, and is, this is the local prosecutor is who investigated the accident or you know made the statement, and his name is Gottfried Krantz. And quote, any speculation about other causes, meaning other than speed, of the accident is weak, adding that the car was technically sound and police had no reason to suspect foul play. Now, this is within just 24 hours of the accident before any real investigation could have been completed. So I think it's rather odd that there would be such a spontaneous declaration of cause and effect of the accident without a thorough examination of the car. So since the accident, however, the Volkswagen company has said that clearly something had malfunctioned in the car, and that they have sent a technical team to Austria to examine the car to see, and this is the these are the words used by Volkswagen, to see if the car had been tampered with and sabotaged, because they are, apparently the technical experts at Volkswagen are highly suspicious of this cause of this accident, and they say that something malfunctioned that should not have malfunctioned in the car. So immediately, when you suspect that the manufacturer of the automobile, now the car was only 3 months old, it was virtually a brand new car, that if they suspect something had gone wrong that shouldn't have gone wrong, then that brings into question the rather spontaneous conclusions of the local prosecutor, Gottfried Kranz. And one would wonder why he would be so so sudden to make a decision on the cause of the accident.
Well, Bill,
do you have a question? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say I'm really admiring your very studious expose here. I know this is something that you've been working on all week, dating back to last Monday when we first began preparing for this segment, and I knew you were going to be pretty much the driving force behind this, and I appreciate you putting in all the research there. But it just, you know, to cut it down to the most logical common denominator, when's the last time in America that you saw the leader of a political party die, you know, or have a fatal car accident the night that their party assumes a great deal of power? So that in and of itself is highly suspicious. And then, of course, for every other reason you just stated over the course of the last 15 minutes, only adds more to that suspicion. And we're not necessarily alleging anything, although
well, let's go ahead.
That we all believe needs to be looked into. And then look at, you know, what he stood for, what that party stood for, good, wholesome things that we believe in here in this program, but certainly things that the enemies that we face here hate. The enemies over there are the same as the enemies here. They hate it, and they hated him. And now you see it even as the people go to pay their final respects to him at his funeral, Bill. They're calling the people who have attended his funeral Nazis.
The smear campaign is already in full at full throttle. And let me go over some of the things. Now, some of the websites that I visited that were speculating on or reporting on Haider's death, some of the theories may be rather wild, but nevertheless, there's something that doesn't pass the scratch test here. And certainly, let's bring up the usual suspects. There are allegations over there that there was a direct Mossad involvement in his death. Specifically, the name Meyer Dagan has come up because apparently Meyer Dagan is is one of the big Mossad agents in Austria and is a handler for a number of Austrian politicians under Mossad control. There is speculation, and I don't want to go too much into this because we certainly don't want to sully a man's life now that he is in the grave. But there's some speculation that Haider had been blackmailed by the Mossad, but that his involvement in criticism of the world banking system and of the reserve system in Austria had made him a number of enemies, and that these enemies were powerful enough to want to get rid of him for fear that he would actually take on the big banking interests and the same people, let's say, who have engineered the financial crisis in this country. So Haider represented a real threat in a rich little country like Austria to the status quo, who controlled the purse strings over there. So Haider certainly, taking him out would chill anyone who wanted to follow in his footsteps and actually rein in these usurers in Austria, you know, who were doing the same things that are being done in the United States as far as manufacturing a financial crisis to take over virtually the entire political system.
Well, Bill, you have laid out certainly an extensive case here, or maybe not necessarily a case, but laid out a lot of facts. We only have a few seconds before break, and our audience is easily, at least, as adept as we are, Bill. So I want to know what the intelligent audience of the political cesspool thinks about this matter. Certainly the listenership of RBN has probably read or at least heard about the death of Jörg Haider, the Austrian political leader who died under mysterious circumstances on a night that his party made tremendous gains in the electorate over there. So we want to hear from you on this, ladies and gentlemen, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to take a break. We're going to pick it up in just a couple of minutes here in the political cesspool. 1-800-313-9443. James Edwards and Bill Rowland back with you on the other side.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We've been taking in Bill Rowland's excellent analysis of the unfortunate and untimely death of Jörg Haider of Austria. I want to quickly take time to mention to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have now secured an alternate online payment processor for thepoliticalcesspool.org. As you know, we've been, after 4 years, involved in a wrestling match with PayPal, and for the last month we have not been able to process online donations, but that problem has now been solved. So if you want to give us a little Halloween treat at the Political Cesspool, I encourage you to visit our website. You can now donate again online, as so many people have done over the course of the last few years we've been on the air. For those who donate this month all the way up through Halloween, we offer you a special book and a best of CD that contains 25 of my very favorite interviews conducted pre-RBN. So 25 hand-picked best of interviews from James Edwards, and a book for your donation at thepoliticalcesspool.org. So go check out our website. And if you appreciate this program, let us know by donating. Bill, back to you for a wrap-up on York Hader, and then we're going to take some calls.
Tying all these threads together. First of all, anyone who has read Victor Ostrovsky's book, By Way of Deception, which is about the Mossad, would know that one of the Mossad's preferred methods of assassination is staging car accidents. And, in fact, he goes into great detail about how the Mossad did this in Italy a number of years ago. So here you have a dynamic, charismatic Austrian right-wing leader who is killed in a car accident. Apparently, the witness, the only witness to that accident, has evaporated, and the injuries that he sustained were severe enough to kill him outright, even though the car he was driving is considered one of the safest cars in the world. Now, tying the threads together, once the leader is dead, it then becomes necessary to smear him as much as possible and to legitimate his cause of death, even though the prosecutor himself said that it appeared that only high speed and a failure to negotiate a road was the cause of death. Well, now the claim is being made that, in fact, his blood alcohol level was four times the legal limit in Austria, that it was 0.18, and that he was legally drunk when the accident occurred. Now, why this information was not revealed immediately following his death remains to be seen. More about why we won't be able to find out for sure in just a moment. But now the claim is being made. Now take all this into account, that first he leaves this banquet where all the witnesses say and testify that he had very little, if anything, to drink. People who knew Hyder said that he was a very light drinker, very rarely drank at all. Now he leaves the party. He is sober enough to drop off his driver.
Bill, we got 15 seconds.
Feels well enough to drive on to his mother's house. Now the claim is being made, in fact, that he stopped at a gay bar, drank a lot of vodka, then got right back in his car to drive to his mother's birthday party the next day. That's the claim being made. We'll never know for sure because Jörg Haider's body was cremated. So the evidence has been literally incinerated, and so we'll never know for sure whether, in fact, his blood alcohol level was as high as the claim made by the prosecutor.
We'll try to tie those loose ends together right after this break. Second hour of the Political Cesspool continues. More discussion on York Hader right after this.
Hang on. Now think what the future would be.